We've all been tested by the coronavirus pandemic in one way or another. Many of us have endured the technical difficulties associated with working remotely. That extended to the Albany Common Council meeting Monday as frustrations boiled over.
We are the capital of New York. This is quite frankly unacceptable.
Yes, you said it three times, Mr.
Anani. And I will say it again.
Thank you.
10th Ward Councilor Owusu Anane aired his frustration over public comments not being read to President Corey Ellis during a Zoom meeting of the Common Council that was plagued with technical difficulties.
If this was another country, okay, I understand. If this is another state, I understand.
Mr. Anane, nobody's rights were taken away.
Mr. President, I just want to say this. My constituents were not able to express their public comment. Yes or no?
I understand that.
My constituents are emailing me. They're calling me.
I understand.
And for a decision to be made like that is unacceptable. We work for the people. And it's time that some of my council colleagues realize that. This is not just a video conference or having meetings just for council members. The public want to have a say in decisions that are being made by City Hall.
Anane wasn't alone. 13th and 15th Ward Councilors Ginny Farrell and Tom Hoey joined a chorus of colleagues who sounded anxious for in-person sessions to resume soon.
It's not the way we usually operate or the way any of us like to operate, to not give people a heads up when their comments aren't being read into the meeting.
I try to talk, and I kept getting the message, the host is not allowing you to talk. Now, during a regular council meeting, if I had a point of information or a point of procedure, I would be able to speak up and ask that.
Ellis tells WAMC, despite the technical problems, the panel was able to conduct business.
We didn't pass any legislations last night. It was just introducing three legislations into the record to be taken up by the Public Safety Committee.
Ellis says one was an ordinance regarding surveillance technology. Another was a resolution addressing an environmental review for a project on Second Avenue. And the third involved legislation already passed that needed a technicality corrected. He didn't have an exact date, but Ellis noted the next Public Safety Committee meeting is coming up very soon.
When our Public Safety Chair schedules a meeting, then those questions and those issues are asked and answered during those meetings, and also those public safety meetings are, you know, any committee meeting is open to the public, and, you know, like any committee meeting have we been doing since COVID hit will be, you know, Facebook Live, and people can sign up and public comment during those committee meetings. So that's where we deal with them. Council meetings are just a formality of what we've talked about throughout the week, and it's really just about passing the legislation that is in front of us, if there is legislation to be passed.
You can watch Monday night's Albany Common Council meeting at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.